Estate Talk Podcast, Season 2, with Robert Keilman and Joshua Britt.
That's correct.
Featuring topics about real estate nobody is talking about.
I need your expertise on it.
The Real Estate Talk Podcast starts now.
All right. Real Estate Talk Podcast. About to get into some really interesting conversations about scams. How to watch out for them. How to protect yourself out there. As always, this episode is sponsored by Closer Coffee Company. Fresh roasted coffee to order for closers by closers. Feel your hustle at closercoffeeco.com. That's closercoffeeco.com, the official coffee of Real Estate Talk Podcast. All right, guys, welcome back to another Real Estate Talk Podcast. I'm Rob Keilman.
I'm Joshua Britt.
Okay, fabulous. We're going to get into some very interesting conversations today, and it's about real estate scams.
Yeah.
Yep. How to protect yourself, how to watch out for them, how do I identify these scam artists out there that's trying to take your money. You know, this is a time in real estate where we're into the summer months, a lot of real estate transactions going on,
yep. A
lot of money moving around, and some people out there find an opportunity to take advantage of others. Yeah. So we're going to try to help you identify what those are and hopefully try to avoid a very, very costly mistake.
Yep.
All right, guys, this episode is sponsored by Closer Coffee Company, the official coffee of Real Estate Talk Podcast. Fresh roasted to order for closers by closers. Fuel your hustle at closercoffeeco.com. All right, Josh, the first one we want to talk about is the rental scam. Okay. Rental scams kind of like this, ladies and gents. So let's say a scam artist. Let's pretend I'm a scam artist. I don't like pretending I'm a scam artist, but let's pretend for just sake of conversation. And I wanted to scam somebody out of money. What I would do in a rental scam is I would create a fictitious rental listing. And I would probably right-click save as photos off the off Zillow or whatever real estate website. I would collect those photos. I would write a fake description of the property, and I would give my burner phone number. I don't know what they're using, but I guess a burner phone of some sort that they can't be tracked, and say, here, call to inquire about this rental. And what they might do is say, okay, everything looks great. We have no credit check. You know, here's the rental is $1,500 a month. I will need a security deposit of $1,500 plus your first month's rent, which is $1,500. That's $3,000 to move in. So go ahead and PayPal me the amount of money, and then then your move-in date is whatever. And so some people do that. They never see the person again. Never hear from them. Try to call the number. It doesn't exist. I know somebody that actually went through that before, and they were devastated by those results.
Yeah, I actually had one also probably about 2 or 3 years ago now, back during the COVID days.
Yeah.
Young lady, she called on, I was connected to her through homes.com, and she was verifying the information. And essentially what happened was is, it was a legitimate house that was for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to that listing on Zillow, copied all the pictures, put it on Craigslist.
Craigslist, yeah.
And used all the same photos. And they knew it was for sale on Zillow. So when she made mention of it, well, you know, I see it's for sale over here. And they were like, yeah, well, we're either going to sell it or rent it, whichever comes first. Our agent is trying to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
However, mm-hmm. we'll rent it ourselves if possible, you know, if the right person came along.
Right.
And so this young lady being, you know, trusting and, you know, they basically said, hey, go to Best Western, wire the money to, it was MoneyGram, I'm sorry, MoneyGram.
Yeah.
Send the MoneyGram to, you know, whatever. The, I don't even know how MoneyGram works, but she sent the MoneyGram. And was told that they would send the keys in the mail.
Oh, okay.
And the keys never arrived.
They didn't?
No.
Well, I had a client. I think this was actually around the COVID time.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot going on during COVID.
So so he wanted me to list his house because I sent him a I was like, hey, check out how much your home is worth now, because they had bought from me in the past in that particular property. And I had sold their previous property. And they said, oh, wow, let's cash out. You know, I said, OK, great. You know, I listed the property and they were going to go to a rental as a short time period of time because they were thinking of moving out of the area. And so they had this rental lined up and when they closed. But once we closed on the house and they tried to move into their rental, the house wasn't even for rent. So they ended up having to like stay in hotels for an extended period of time. I was trying to help them secure a rental, but things were so hectic during COVID that rentals would not stay on the market, nor homes would stay on the market. Everybody took a real estate pill and decided they all needed new homes and new rentals all of a sudden. I don't know what that was all about, that frenzy.
Stay-at-home mandates.
Yeah.
Stay-at-home mandates exacerbated the situation. Again, you know, the brilliant government said, hey, everybody stay at home. And then people started realizing, like, oh, I don't like where I have to stay. My options aren't what I thought they were. And everything was pretty much canceled. So it really did, you know, make people realize that they needed a home. And so that's kind of what spiked. Or spark the real estate frenzy.
Yeah, tell a bunch of people who value freedom that they no longer have freedom and see what happens. They just lose their minds. But so there's actually a similar one to a rental scam, and that's the
it's for homes or land. You know,
land sale scam.
Yep, you see it a lot on. You know, if you go like in our market, we get these all the time where people will put some plot of land for sale, and it will be typically it's going to be as a for sale by owner type situation. Mm-hmm. They'll list it on Zillow.
Yeah.
And it's always easy to spot them because you'll be like, $30,000 just doesn't seem right for this much land in Virginia Beach. And they typically always want to keep the price low. Mm-hmm. And they want to keep the cost low because then it's kind of like a gentleman's thing, like, hey, you hand me $10,000, I'm going to give you the deed to the property. But real estate doesn't work like that.
Not quite.
You know, it's not like a, hey, I'm going to sell you my car. Here's the keys. You're good to go.
Sign the title over to you.
Yeah, sign the title over. Now, it doesn't work like that. And they've even gone to the lengths of actually forging the deeds. And, you know, that's a frequent situation that happens as well, where a person forges the deed and says, hey, here's a copy of my deed. You know, I'm the owner of this property. And then, you know, if they come to a real estate agent and we look and we're like, oh, yeah, we look in the tax records and MLS and we're like, oh, yeah, this matches. Okay, yeah, sure, I'll go ahead and list it for you. And scammers are getting that bold and that brazen now to where they'll try to do it. And they're always on some trip across the world or somewhere, like, yeah, I'm going to be in Europe for the next 4 months. I'm not going to be there. So, yeah, you know, go ahead and let whoever wants to see the property. But it's there's always something going on in real estate that's scam related. And this one here in particular, you see it a lot. We get a lot of leads generated off it. As soon as it happens, it's like, nah, this is fake. This isn't real. And, you know, it's kind of hard because I can see where Zillow's like, hey, we want to give everybody the opportunity to sell their own property if they legitimately own it.
Right.
But then you have these bad actors that are out there who are just trying to scam people. And I'm sure they catch somebody. Somebody says, oh, yeah, $10,000 for this lot of land. I could put my tiny home or my double wide or my mobile home on it. And they fall victim to it.
Yeah. So, look, and for our audience out there listening, to try to avoid these scams, there's a couple things you should look out for, you know, in these particular two types, rental and sale scams, land or property. And that's one, if it's too good to be true,
it is.
Yep. Especially in a market where it's very hot and a lot of real estate is moving, there's not a lot of great deals out there. Even too good to be true deals. Like, you really have to be a sucker to underlist a property by that significant margin. Or the other one is know who you're talking to. All right. Who do you really know? Have you met this person before? Have you looked their company up in the SEC? Make sure it's a legitimate LLC that you're dealing with, if that's what it is, or the person has been verified. But most of all, and I'll say this not just because I'm a real estate agent, but because real estate agents are going to have verified people that they work with regularly, go through a real estate agent. It's a lot easier to do it that way. Yeah, could they cost a little bit more money? Yes, but it could potentially save you thousands if you end up getting yourself scammed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's actually one that's another scam that comes to mind that is aligned with real estate agents in a sense. And those who are looking at investing, you know, want to become home flippers because they're watching HGTV and they watching Flip or Flop or Married to Real Estate or something like that. And they say, that's so easy. I can't believe they made $100,000 just off painting and, you know, putting a couple tiles on. You know, that's what the image is sold. But it really is a lot more to it than that.
Mm-hmm.
So what the seminar scammers will do is they will find you in your email box. You know, you'll get, say, hey, home flipping 101. I don't know. You know, there actually might be a seminar that they're called that. But Home Flipping 101, it'll be like how to get rich in the flipping game, you know, or something like that. So you'll have this seminar, and then let's say you go to it, all right? But and the scams, you know, they're a little bit janky because they start off like this. Okay. Well, let me see if I can redo what I've seen before. Some person, the guest speaker doesn't come on right away. The keynote speaker doesn't come on right away. They got to warm him up or her up. And they'll have somebody up there and they're talking about something that you're not interested in. But then they introduce the keynote speaker. And he comes, everybody claps when they welcome him. And, you know, everybody's like, yay. You know, everybody claps in unison. And he's like going, all right, you. All right, you know, gets on there on the microphone and or he's got the headset on. He's like, yeah, all right, guys, welcome. All right, today we're going to teach you guys how to flip homes and blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to show you something that not a lot of other people know. Like, and it's so successful. Let's talk about Jane from the audience. They'll have like pre-selected people in the audience. Jane, what have you done in the past year? Well, this year, we closed $1.7 million in profit. That's great. And they'll say, Jim, what have you done? You know, and Jim will say, well, we started off at $700,000 the first year. You know, it was a little bit rougher, but we stuck by the program. And this year, we have gotten $10 million in profit. Oh, my God. See, guys, there you go. And I'm going to teach you the same principles, but that's for another, you know, you have to buy these coaching programs, essentially, get into it. You know, they're going to waste your time for like 2 hours, but eventually what they're going to get to is that you have to buy more seminars, you have to buy more books, more coaching, or whatever.
Software. Yep.
Or t-shirts, whatever it is that they have to sell for you to earn this super secret sauce of flipping and making millions. I don't know. Have you seen those?
Well, the sell is the dream. That's the sell that's being made. It's the dream that they're, you know, and it's unique because there are going to be legit companies, but then there are going to be the ones that are not legit, okay, right? And the hard thing for humans, and it plays on the human psyche, is that naturally you expect that if you're going to get into something, you're going to pay something.
Right.
So you're already expecting, like, no one's teaching me anything for free. No one's giving me the keys to the Ferrari for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're expecting that you're going to pay something.
Right.
And what it is it's the setup for multiple times of having to pay $300, $400, $500, you know, and there's always the upsell,
mm-hmm,
right? So when you get to the point of knowing, you know, that, oh, you just bought this. Well, that's our entry-level program, you know. But if you want to get onto the pro program and just, you know, streamline and get right past the beginner level, you know, we have this upgraded program right here. That's when you want to start getting suspicious. Like, if you haven't gotten suspicious through all of the rest of it, that's kind of like the time when the red flag should be going off, the radar alarms, like something's not right here. Let me find the exit.
Right. So they'll seek you out. They'll contact real estate agents directly. They'll get the email addresses from like ML, you know, whatever the public information is out there, or they'll use targeting keywords or something like that, and like, yeah, Google Ads, mm-hmm, or something like that to find you. So they'll find you in your inbox and stuff like that. Be wary of that. There's also another tactic they use is the fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
One where they say, hey, look, we're only taking so many people. Okay. But once everybody's signed up, we're locked out and we won't be able to bring this again for another year. You know, so it kind of gets you like, well, I better buy in now because I don't want to miss out,
mm-hmm,
on an opportunity. And I want to start doing my business, my flipping business or my investment business sooner rather than later. So you got to look at, again, when we talked about before, the sales and the rental scams, is if it's too good to be true, because they might say something like, we'll teach you how to flip without any of your money or something like that. You can be an investor without investing anything. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You got to invest something.
Yes.
but yeah, be wary of those things, guys. Yes, like Josh said, some of them might be legitimate. How you differentiate, it's based on, we can't give you it until you pay us for something.
Yeah, but it really comes down to just doing research, you know, doing some research on who it is, you know. And no one, I mean, this applies to all industries,
right,
you know, and yeah, all facets of the industry.
Not just,
you
flipping.
Know? I remember probably about 2 years ago, there was a seminar going on that was, you know, somebody that, you know, we both know, mutually know, said, hey, you know, I'm thinking about going to the seminar. Is anybody else going? And with just a little bit of research, I was able to determine, like, the people who were doing the seminar,
yeah,
and claiming they had unlocked the keys to real estate or unlocked the secrets to real estate, like, they did, like, 8 transactions. Total,
yeah,
in their whole lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, if they unlock the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
You would expect to see a better track record, more transactions than 8 in their entire life, in their career, you know? So you have to just be wary of all of them, because there's a lot of training programs that are, you know, they're really just there to get your money. There's some people who realize, like, hey, I would rather hang on and sell other people and let them go out there and hustle and grind and give me their money, so that way I don't have to go out and hustle and grind on the streets.
Yeah, why would I be the salesman anymore when I can just sell the vision to other people that grind and then they can continue to pay me for that motivational speech, I guess.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to, is a motivational speech. There's another thing, since we're talking about scams, is the foreclosure relief scam. Now, we're getting into an environment where there's high inflation and the cost of living day to day is getting more and more expensive with food, fuel, and all that other stuff. I think some of the inflation is coming down a little bit right now, but...
So, the thing about inflation is now is kind of really the scary part.
Yeah.
See, because we've already gone up the hill with inflation.
Yeah.
And now we're coming back down it. But on the way back down, everything's been squeezed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the high inflation does, is it squeezes the excess capital out of the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
Returns it back into the government's hands. So now that all of this squeezing has been done, now is the point where people are the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like, they're realizing that they don't have as much money as they used to have. And, you know, like, hey, you know, maybe we might have to skip this bill this month.
Yeah, they have a medical emergency,
yeah,
or something. They have to pay higher deductibles or something like that.
Yeah, because we talked about insurance being up high also. So.
Yeah. So we get to a point where they might have a hard time making their mortgage payments. And so there are scammers out there that know that, You know, so what they do is they target these people. And what they'll say is like, we have foreclosure relief, you know, contact us now. And what they might do is try to sell, I guess, an advocacy, so to speak, where they say, we're going to stop the foreclosure process. We're going to work with your lenders and all this stuff so that you can keep your home, get you a modified loan so that you can have a more affordable mortgage payment or something like that. So they'll sell that advocacy to somebody, possibly charge them lower fees to start the program, something like introductory, $300 or something like that, that they can pay if somebody's in financial straits. And then they still end up getting foreclosed on, because at the end of the day, the only people that are going to stop this foreclosure process, based on what I know, is an attorney or the lender itself.
Or you yourself.
You yourself by paying the payments.
Yeah, you get your payments caught back up.
Yeah.
No one else is going to be able to help you. You know, this is a situation where if you find yourself behind on your mortgage payments, you got very limited options here.
Yeah.
You can, and each state has different guidelines, so I'll be clear about that. And in each state, the foreclosure process is different.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I know is the credit bureaus, they sell your information to the highest bidder.
Yep.
So you can go and buy, doesn't matter who you are, any individual can go and do what I'm about to tell you. You can go and buy what's called 30, 60, 90 day late information on people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're 30 days late on your mortgage payment, someone can buy your information. If you're 60 days late, they can buy your information. 90 days late, they can buy your information. And it's all sold by the credit bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is the first month's payment that you miss to a scammer, they might, well, it's just one.
Mm-hmm.
They may try to, you know, give a little bit of nudge at that point in time.
Right.
2 months, they're going to ratchet up a bit, right?
Yeah, because the pressure's on that homeowner.
3 months, it's even more like you have to act right now or you're going to be in the streets next week.
Imminent loss of your property.
Yes, and it's just they keep turning up the heat every month. So these people are paying for a monthly subscription to get the information. They see you the first month. They see you the second month. Third month, they're like, hey, this person's going to be desperate at this point, so I'm going to just ratchet it up on them.
I assume that these mailers and stuff that they do or emails would be like, you know, final warning, imminent foreclosure, act now.
Yes.
A lot of call to actions, a lot of scare tactics.
Scary language.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to use to get you to call them. Call us now to stop the foreclosure, right? But it's all a scam.
Yeah.
The people who are going to be able to do it are just what we said. You yourself.
Right.
If you yourself cannot catch up that payment, then you got to call your lender.
Call your lender.
If your lender says, hey, you know, the only ways you're going to do this is you got to do this. What they're going to probably end up telling you is you need to request a loan modification, which the loan modification will stop it while they review it to see what they want to modify it to and if it's possible to be caught up. And then the last thing is a lawyer for bankruptcy.
Yeah, see if there's a way.
Chapter 7 or chapter 13.
See if there's a way you can keep your primary residence and so on and so forth. So, yeah, anybody else, nobody's going to be your advocate except for you.
Yes.
And then the other people or an attorney who's going to be licensed to be an advocate in that case for legal reasons. And then, of course, who the person you're making payments to. That's really who it is. Okay, everybody else. Don't listen to them, okay? The other one, and I think this is our final scam that we'll talk about today. There are tons of scams out there. You know, do your research on these scams and stuff like that, but these are just a taste of all the scams out there. And the last one we have is a wire scam.
Yeah, wire fraud. So essentially how this one plays out is it's a lot of times they're targeting professionals, working professionals, right?
Okay.
So, for example, I get emails like this all the time, and it will say, you know, from XYZ law firm or from XYZ title company, whoever, right? And it'll be like, attention, Joshua. And they're looking and they're able to see who's actively doing real estate transactions, right?
Okay.
And so they'll send me this email, and this email will say, hey, have your client wire their earnest money deposit using the wire instructions attached. If you open up the wire instructions that are attached, there's one of two things that's going to happen to you. The first one and the less punishing one is you get fake wire instructions. It says, hey, have your client wire their earnest money deposit to the following institutions with the following routing numbers.
Okay.
And you think like, hey, this is legit. You forward it along to your client who just put their house under contract. And you're like, hey, here, go ahead and send your earnest money deposit to this information. All right. That's the least punishing.
I don't see how they could be that stupid, because usually on these contracts, they'll dictate who's going to be holding like earnest money or something that would require a wire.
Listen, and that is 100% true. But when they are targeting people who are doing a lot of transactions in hopes that you are just so busy,
yeah,
you're just like, oh, okay, yeah, here, you're trying to get this thing off your plate because you're doing a lot. So you hurry up and send it to your client. However, again, I agree with you. It would be hard to trip you up because most real estate agents and brokerages utilize the same closing companies, same attorneys.
Same escrow for earnest money.
It's very easy for you to remember it, right? Mm. But I'm sure every now and again somebody gets caught with this one.
I'm sure, yeah. Otherwise it wouldn't exist.
Yep. But the more punishing one is if you open up that document, and it has a virus in it.
Yeah.
Well, now they've this thing on destroyed like everything that you have because you got a virus in your computer, and you know who knows what the extent of that could be, but it could be very costly for you for opening up that attachment. So, you know, if it's an email that you get from somebody that you don't know or don't trust, don't open any attachments. That's just the best rule of thumb for that. But they're very good at what they do, though, because I know of law firms who have got scammed.
Oh, man.
Who have wired proceeds to somebody that it shouldn't have went to.
Proceeds?
Yes.
Like after a sale, after and like sale. $100,000, yes. $50,000. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. So like,
that sucks.
And they're very, very good at what they do. And so, you know, you just got to be very careful. A good rule of thumb is before you wire any money to anyone, unless you work with them on a daily basis and you know for a fact 100% of what you're doing and who you're sending it to,
yeah,
call them.
Yeah.
Call them before you wire it. And, you know, for example, if I was going to wire you, I would call you up. Hey, Robert, I just want to make sure I got your routing number and your account number correct. And this is the right bank that you want it sent to.
Right.
And you, yeah, all that sounds good. Okay. All right. I'm about to send it right now.
Okay. Yeah. So that you're double verifying. And I would also add, you know, to prevent this, keep a healthy level of skepticism when it comes to money at all times when you're wiring money or something like that. I do. So I like to double verify and stuff, especially when it comes to commission checks or comes to earnest money deposits. I double, triple, and quadruple verify before, you know, we initiate that a deposit or some sort. So, but man, proceeds, earnest money, and what else? Do they, man, that's wild. Even law firms fall for that. That's crazy.
Yeah, like I said, they are really good. They're really good. And, you know, the forging of deeds and things like that now that's going on.
Deeds.
They've gotten so good at doing what they do that it's hard to figure out which ones are real and which ones are fake sometimes. So, you know, you just got to, like I said, before you send money to anyone in a wire, you definitely want to call, pick up the phone, say, hey, just want to verify this is the correct information.
Oh, man. Just everybody out there wants your money. Guys out there, our audience, stay vigilant. Stay skeptical, especially when it comes to money. And do your research. Double, triple, verify. And sometimes use a real estate agent that can help. And they're not all intelligent beings. But at the same time, they could help, lower the chances of fraud because they work with people regularly and have trusting relationships and that sort, and do the money transactions quite frequently. So with that, guys, thanks for watching. If you like this video, go ahead, hit that subscribe button. Let us know in the comments below what you think about scams. See if you know of any other scams out there that we should be aware of or would like to cover on a future podcast. With that, thanks for watching. See you soon.